Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I'm delighted to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start now. So please take your seat and get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or you can sit in a chair, which is also great. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to speak very briefly about a notion that is sort of famously associated with Buddhism, and that is the notion of non-attachment, or of being detached. And there's a lot of confusion, naturally, understandably, about what this non-attachment thing means. So people use it in strange ways, too. I used to work for someone who was a spiritual poser, shall we say? I know that sounds mean, but I think it's true. Anyway, he was my boss, and we would work on projects together, and sometimes they would go well, and sometimes they wouldn't go so well, and when they didn't go well, or when he would suddenly change the direction of the project midstream, which as a boss was totally his prerogative, and I would be like, bleh. He would say, "Don't be so attached," with this sort of condescending vibe, like, "You're not very spiritual because you are getting upset about something. So that's your problem because you're too attached." When that happened, that was a long time ago. I was had only recently become a Buddhist, and now many years have gone by, and I come to see that what he was possibly suggesting, which is, if you get upset about anything, or you try to hold on to your idea when it's being sort of altered or taken, and that makes you feel upset, that your spiritual practice has failed. So that's not right. Non-attachment has nothing to do with not feeling. In fact, it's the opposite. It has to do with feeling what you feel. So when you feel happy, you feel that, but you don't try to hold on. When it starts to fade, you let it fade. You don't attach to it. When you feel anxious, you allow yourself to feel anxious, and you don't try to push it away too hard. But when it starts to dissolve on its own, which it always does, you let it go. And when it comes back again, you don't fight it by saying, "I refuse to feel that," or "I'm going to turn away from that," or "I don't acknowledge that." You allow what is there to be there. And when it is no longer there, you don't try to keep it away or get it back. So in this way, non-attachment has much more to do with unconditional love than it does with being sort of cool and removed. Because when someone loves you unconditionally, they are willing to be with you, to show up with you and for you when you are beautiful and brilliant and attractive and wonderful, and when you are grumpy and confused and tired and not fun to be around. But someone who loves you unconditionally can sort of meld themselves to you. Doesn't mean that they, don't have a response, but the unconditional part is the openness to you remains, whether you show up in your most exalted and fantastic emanation or your grumpiest, most irritating manifestation. That openness is there, and that openness is what is meant by non-attachment. So if anyone ever says to you, "Don't be so attached," or Buddhists say that you're not supposed to be attached, and that means you're not supposed to get upset when things are upsetting, please remember that that is not what it means. It means instead feeling everything, and when it is present, opening to it fully, and when it is gone, letting it go completely. So I hope that's interesting, and without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So in your practice, there are three things to be mindful of, and the first is your body. So you take a good seat, meaning you sit up straight, as a kind of proclamation of your presence. You sit up straight. The back is strong, and the front body, however, is soft. So let your belly relax, and your chest, and your throat. Let them soften and connect with their natural softness. The hands are resting just above the knee or at mid-thigh. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and that's just to avoid the injury of doing this or doing this repetitively. And the mouth is closed, which is delightful because you don't have to talk. Breath comes in and out through the nose, and however you're breathing is fine. There's no preferred way to breathe. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, 1.5 meters. And just let your gaze rest there. It feels so good to rest the eyes, which are darting throughout the day, but now we can just rest them in an open state, which helps us to discover what it means to rest and be open at the same time in our lives. Notice that you are breathing and feel the breath. Feel the air coming in on the inhale and dissolving out on the exhale. This is not so much a noticing of the breath as a being with the breath. The mind will continue to think things, which is excellent. Most of your thoughts will not really distract you too much. But should you notice that you become absorbed in your thoughts to the point where you just have forgotten about your breath, just let go with a light touch. Just whoosh, let go. Bring your attention back to your breath. And begin again. So mindfulness of body in the posture, mindfulness of breath by allowing attention to ride the breath, and mindfulness of mind by letting our thoughts be as they are without necessarily distracting us too much from the breath, and when they do, letting go. Thank you so much for your practice.